Thank you.
What's this clean ingredient?
Honey.
I got a guy.
Okay, yeah.
Grab it. I'm that old, just.
I'd like to start by, first of all, wishing a mazel tov to the Barth family, the extended Barth family, and thank David and Marilyn, Roy and Marilyn, for sponsoring this. David and Doria. Mazel tov to them, and the cholent is sponsored by Roy and Marilyn. The Torah, at the outset of this week's parasha, presents to us Rivka. Rivka is in a difficult situation. She walking by, as Rashi tells us, a base avodah zarah, and a child jumps, and she walks by a base medrash, and another child jumps. So she sees, you know, chinuch habanim is not going to be so simple. She sees that, you know, it's not going to be an easy ride. I potentially have my hands full with one of my kids over here. And what's her response? How does she respond to this situation? So she says, Lama ze anochi? I don't understand. Why does it have to happen to me? This is the role model. This is the imahos. This is one of the imahos that we look up to. You know, tzaddik v'ra, there's difficult situations in life. We all have bumps in the road. We all have difficulties, even within Tzar Gidol Barim. It's not always the simplest thing. And how does Rivka respond? Rivka says, why me? Mamish, a depressed way of responding and giving up, throwing up her hands, not what, something that we would expect to portray, to be a model for us, L'dore Doros, for Maisa Avos Simon Mabonim. And then furthermore, she goes to ask Eitza. So it's interesting where she goes. She doesn't go to her husband, the Gadol Hador, the biggest Talmud Chacham of the generation. She goes to Shem. So the Netziv already, I'm very fond of this Netziv because I have a little bit of, you know, there are certain people that are very into Mekubalim. And they say, you know, even though the person's not the biggest Talmud Chacham, he has Koach and Ruach HaKadosh, whatever, Mekubalim. So a source for such a concept is the Netziv in this week's parasha. The Netziv writes, certain people sometimes have answers over the Talmidei Chachamim. People who are gifted in Ruach HaKadosh, it's an interesting Netziv, and that's why he explains that she went to Shem, and she didn't go to her husband Yitzchak, the Gadol Hador. Fine, interesting. So what does Shem say? You're going to have two children. They're going to be two separate nations. Okay. So why does that make her feel calm? That's what she's worried about. That's what she's concerned about. How's she going to handle it? Why me? Why do I have to deal with such a difficult situation? And Shame's just reiterating the same point. What's going on here? So I think the answer to this question lies in an analysis of last week's parsha. Many of you asked that I'm a parsha off. When I'm analyzing the parsha of Shiduchim, I don't think I'm a parsha off. And I think Efrat Sabalovsky was mechavin to this by hosting the Shabbaton for Why You Connect this Shabbos and not last Shabbos. And Amir Tashem, hopefully we could explain why it's really part and parcel of this week's Shabbos and not last week's Shabbos. The source of the Parsha of Shiduchim, as we know, Parsha's Chayisara, last week, Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to find a Shidduch for his son Yitzchak, and he tells him a few different things. And I think a lot of what we find in the Shidduch Parsha in today's world is found in the Parsha. If you look carefully, you know, one of the issues why you connect and many of the Shadchanim deal with is that guys are very interested in young girls. They want only young, maybe not as young as Rivka, who was 3 years old, but they want young girls. That's the source. That's the mucker. That's from Rivka. A lot of guys have a tendency sometimes that the first thing they look, you know, is there a butler? Is there a servant? Is Eliezer coming and opening the door for me, taking care of things? So all of these things are already found in the Parsha of Shiduchim by Avram Avinu. But yet what's odd is Avram Avinu didn't learn, he didn't go to Shidduchim 101. He didn't learn anything about how to investigate, how to ask for a resume, who to call, Didn't he call his uncle's brother, who was best friends with Besuel, to find out, to get some good Lashon Hara on his future Mechutin, on the future Shidduch? Who's Rivka's family? The Besuel, Lavan. He didn't do any background check. He didn't check any resumes. This family was verschmutzed. This family was full of Avodah Zarah. It's like Avraham Avinu was clueless. And yet, what is Avraham Avinu's only qualification? What does he say to Eliezer? Do me a favor. Whoever the girl is, just do me one favor. Make sure you go to this place called Aram Naharaim, get a girl from there, and make sure you don't get a girl from where? From Eretz Canaan, from the area that we are in right now. Now, what's strange is, again, not only was the family for schmutz, and he didn't check into it, Aram Naharaim was a corrupt place. It was a place that was full of Avodah Zarah. It's like Avraham Avinu missed the boat. He didn't know anything. He was this parent that was going into Shidduchim, it's really fine, no problem. I don't have to know anything. And you know, the kids are just like, come on, aren't you going to look into something? Are you going to check a little bit? You know, I'm about to get married, and Yitzchak sitting there like, Aram Naharaim? Come on. Heck. And what's going on? He says, not Eretz Canaan. You have to understand, what was Eretz Canaan at that point in time? Avraham Avinu and Sarah came into this town. This place was hopping and bopping. This place had shulin on Thursday night. There were couples moving in. This was incredible. This was moving. There was a lot of action going on in Eretz Canaan. They were Megayer everyone in Eretz Canaan. This is Judaism. That was what's in. That was trendy. That was, everybody was getting into it. Everyone was starting to learn, coming into the Beis Medrash, Night Seder. This was the in thing to do. And Avraham Avinu said, not from here. Avraham Avinu said, not from here, but rather from Aram Naharaim. If you would have asked me, I would have said, what? You're so successful here. Get a shidduch from you. Look at these people. They're so sincere. What's going on here? So as I say, for the Drushas Haran, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Nissim, wrote Drushas, which discuss and give us some fundamental principles through the Parshios of the Torah that are important for our Hashkafa. And he deals with this question. And he explains as follows. He says there's two ways for a person to be Oved Hashem. A person could be Oved Hashem, he needs Das Hashem, intellectually, psychologically. He has to have a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to have Emunah. He has to focus on God from a psychological perspective, from a knowledge standpoint. He has to recognize God and he has to believe in God. Yet there's also another pipe of our Avodas Hashem, which is called Tchunas HaNefesh. It's called personality traits. It's midos. It's our sensitivities. It's not necessarily from a psychological knowledge and brain standpoint, but rather, not conceptually, but from an emotional standpoint. From a personality traits. Midos. The Ran says, the reason why Avraham Avinu wasn't bothered by the fact that Aram Naharaim was full of Avodah Zarah, because, all right, the parents, they were flawed. They, you know, they missed the boat in their Amunas Hashem. From a conceptual standpoint, they weren't successful. But that doesn't carry over Midor Dor. The fact that your father was a kofer, the fact that your father was Oved Avodah Zarah, has no bearing whatsoever about where you are going to stand from a conceptual, psychological standpoint. Everyone is on an equal footing in terms of Emunas Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, anything that I have to use my brain for to recognize God's involvement, to believe in God, I'm on my own. I'm equal. No matter where I came from, I don't care. The father went to jail, the father was over to Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. That doesn't pass me door to door, says the Ran. What does pass me door to door? What does go from generation to generation? What is part of the genetic makeup of a person? Is the personality traits, is the midos, is the tchunas hanefesh, the personal inclinations of a person, the way he interacts with people, his sensitivities, how his personality is made up. That is something that will pass from generation to generation. So it could be, if that's the case, Avraham Avinu made a solid, solid calculation over here. He knew that their hashkafas were off. They were crumb. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Yet, he said, look at this place. They might be krum, they might be off track, but they do it in a solid, grounded way. They are an area that has a solid, founded, unwavering platform that I believe that I could now build a nation of Am Yisrael, I'm Kshei Oref. You see, what he realized in terms of the Tkunas HaNefesh, in terms of the personality of Avodas Hashem, we need to realize that Am Yisrael, Avraham Avinu said, we need to all realize, Am Yisrael will be persecuted. Am Yisrael will be ridiculed. We have to be confident. Our personalities have to be one that's unwavering, that's steadfast, that's standing still on a solid platform, because otherwise we're not going to succeed. Otherwise we're going to be persecuted. Otherwise we're going to be ridiculed both from without and within. And we're not going to make it. So Avraham Avinu said, I need to go to an area which is stubborn, which holds of what they believe in. I don't care what it is they believe in. They might have bad hashkafas, but that's not going to pass over to the next door who's going to have the right hashkafa, who has the ability to, on their own, figure out what's the correct hashkafa. Because everyone has the ability to psychologically fit out what the correct mahalach and hashkafa is in life. Yet, I need the genetic makeup to be one of unwaveringness, to be one that's steadfast, to be one that's steady. That's why Avraham Avinu chose Aram Naharaim. If you remember back a few parshios ago, Rashi at the beginning of Lech Lecha presents an interesting medrash. Nimrod, the ruler of Aram Naharaim, approaches Haran and says, who are you going to follow? You're going to follow me, or you're going to follow Avraham Avinu? Who's it going to be? And he said, well, let's see. If Avraham Avinu survives, so then I'm going to follow him. If not, I'll follow you. And what was Nimrod representing the people of Aram Naharaim's first response? Kill him. This guy cannot be around. Because this was something that Aram Naharaim couldn't stand for. This was something, an unwaveringness. This was a personality that didn't fit with the culture of Aram Naharaim. You don't know what you believe in, even if it's Aram Avinu. At least be confident. At least know what you believe in. At least don't waver. Be steady. And that's why they killed Haran on the spot. He was flexible. He wasn't sure. Avraham Avinu said, you're right. On a hashkafic level, I don't agree with Aram Naharaim. But that will be the foundation to build an Am Kshei Oref. To build a nation that is not going to waver in terms of their Avodas Hashem. And when the going gets tough, there's still going to be a personality that's going to be steady with their hashkafa and their Avodas Hashem. Eretz Canaan, yeah, it was popular. People were getting into it. But it was trendy. It was in style. It was in vogue. That was what was happening. Avraham Avinu was offering some nice things. There were some good stipends going on. This was popular. This was good. This temporarily. Yeah, but what's going to happen when the next fad comes in? What's going to happen when you get a little ridiculed? What's going to happen when the persecution starts? Are you still going to be strong in what you believe in? No. You're coming in because me and Avraham Avinu and Sarah, we have a good sale. We have a good sales pitch. We're good marketers. And we can convince you. That's not what Avodas Hashem is. Avodas Hashem cannot exist if it's trendy. Avodas Hashem has to stand in an area, even in an area that might be detrimental, that might be more difficult, but at least they are steadfast. At least they hold of what they believe in. So we'll get the right hashkafa. We'll pull Rivka out from a hashkafic perspective from her father's. We don't have to worry about that. That's not going to pass over me door to door. Bionison Eibeschitz writes later on in Sefer Dvarim when it's talking about the Isser to eat dam. Lo sochlu dam, the Pasuk says, don't eat dam, leman yitav loch, ulbonecha acharecha. So that it will be a good thing for you and your children. Says Bionison Eibeschitz. Why? Why leman yitav loch? What does me not eating dam have anything to do with my children? It will be beneficial for my children. He says exactly what the Ran's saying. If I train myself not to be demeaning and disgusting to the animals and to blood and that's my character, that is something is going to be in my genetic makeup. That's going to be tchunas hanefesh, part of my personality, and that's going to pass over me door door. That's going to be leman yitav lach ledor acharecha. Like they say over the Kalu Rebbe, when he was looking for a place, a lot of people wanted to bring him in to start his chassidus in their community. Come on, we'll support, we'll give you, you can come in. He chose this decrepit area that was a bunch of thugs and, you know, these stubborn people. He said, my chassidus will work exactly like the Drashas Aran. In this area, this type of personality, which is going to permeate my chassidim, that they're going to be strong in what they believe and they're not going to be wavering, that's where my chassidus is going to succeed. And that's the same idea that the Ran was telling us. We're not worried about the hashkafas. We're not worried about the intellect. Everyone's safe. The next generation's fine, no matter what your hashkafas of the generation before was. We're worried about what the personality traits are. And that's what we needed for Am Yisrael, to build Am Kshei Oreh. I think that this is the answer to this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Rivka at the outset of the Parsha, is walking down the street, past the base of Avodah Zarah, past the base Hashem, a base Medrash, and she feels bumps. She feels a jump in each location. But Rabosai, Rivka did not realize that it was two separate children. Rivka thought that it was one confused child. It was a child that didn't have a strong foundation. It was a child that jumped up whenever there was noise in that area, whatever was trendy in that place. We were passing by a Beis Medrash, let's get into it. Eretz Canaan, we're passing by a Beis Avodah Zarah, let's get into it. Whatever it is, whatever's popular, let's do it. Rivka wasn't in despair. Rivka wasn't depressed. Rivka doesn't say, Sargi Dobanim, I can't deal with this. Rivka says, it's Meduyak in her Lashon, Im Kain, Lama Ze Anochi. I understand that life has its challenges. I understand that it's going to be difficult, and I have to be one of the Himos, and I have to be a role model. But what my question is if the Drashas Haran is right, if everything we said is correct, and the reason Avram Avinu was makbid, and particular that we should go to this place, Aram Naharaim, because they believe in what they believe in. They're strong-minded. They're steadfast. They're not going to be wavering. Why did he come after me? If this is the future of Klal Yisrael, this confused, wavering child that's jumping in any trendy area, should have made a shidduch in Eretz Canaan. That's not what Yiddishkeit is all about. So therefore, she says, I don't understand why I came into the picture. Im kein lama ze anochi. And then she goes to shame. She goes to the Mekobel. And the Mekobel says, I can tell you the future. It's not a confused child. It's not a person that's not wavering. There's a reason Avraham Avinu went to Aram Naharaim, and that reason still exists. Because this is two children. This is not one child that will go based on the trend. This is not a child that will give in when they're persecuted, when they're ridiculed, or when it's not the in thing to do. Yaakov Avinu will be there, and he will be there in a solid way. He will not be wavering. He will be strong-minded, and he will do, even if it gets difficult, and his brother wants to kill him and influence him, he will be Ovid Hashem. And that's why Avraham Avinu came after you. Because you have that quality, you have that genetic makeup, and ultimately that's what Yaakov Avinu is going to come out of. And that's what was something that gave Rivka a peace of mind. So Rabosai, this is a double message. On the one hand, yeah, it's a message for Shidduchim. You see from the Drashas Haran, as much as we say it, we have to believe it. When we're looking into Shidduchim, it's a joke, but it's true. It doesn't matter what the tablecloth was. Doesn't matter if there's plastic. Doesn't matter what the parents did. One generation has no effect in terms of hashkafa, of anything. What does matter is personality traits. That is something that goes a genetic way. I don't even care if the guy went to jail. That's what the Ron's saying. The guy, whatever happened, it happens. We can't make judgments. But that's not something that's going to affect the next generation. But it's outside of the parsha of Shidduchim. It's important for us, we see from here, what it means to be an Eved Hashem. In Eved Hashem means, even if it's not so popular, even if it's not so easy, even if it's more difficult, if it means whatever it is, we all know where it's difficult, whether socially it's more difficult, financially it's more difficult, you know, from many perspectives, it's difficult. It's difficult to be in Eved Hashem, I agree. But we're not going to follow the trends. If we feel something pulled, we feel driven, don't be embarrassed. Be a Ram Narayan. Be in Eved Hashem. Follow Rivka. Im kein lama ze anochi. I don't follow what the trends are. I don't follow Eretz Canaan because that was what's popular. We are a nation that no matter what's going to happen, we will be over to Hashem, not because it's cool, not because it's in style, not because it's in vogue, but because that's what Avodas Hashem is. And that's what we're here for, no matter what the situation, and we believe it. And that's in our genetic makeup. That's what Avraham Avinu made sure. Avraham Avinu made sure that there's a haftacha. You think you don't have it in you? It's already coming from your mother Rivka. He made sure of it. He has the insurance policy. You all have it in you. Not to follow the trends. Not to follow what's popular. Not to follow the Yetzer Hara, even if other people are following it. And Emir Tzah Hashem will take this message, and we will all collectively, as one community, grow higher and higher.